Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 10-minute look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I am your host, Darren Mott, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about the final threat in the cyber threat spectrum, cyber warfare. All right, so talking about cyber warfare, and like I said, this is the last of the six major cyber threats that I've been mentioning over the course of these last several podcasts. And in the next podcast after this one, just to kind of preview that, we'll talk about a quick little protection framework on how to very quickly and immediately do some things to keep yourself safe from all these threats. But for this podcast, I'm going to talk about what cyber warfare is. And this is a particularly hard threat to define because everybody kind of has a different definition for what they think cyber warfare is. So for example, in the presentations I would do in the past, how we would define cyber warfare is nation state actors who sabotage military and critical infrastructure systems to gain an advantage in the event of a conflict. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. If you do just a general Google search on cyber warfare, you'll get the definition that it's the use of computer technology to disrupt the activities of a state or organization, especially the deliberate attacking of information systems for strategic or military purpose. Not a lot of difference between those two. The RAND organization defines it like this. Cyber warfare involves the actions by a nation state or international organization to attack and attempt to damage other nations' computers or information networks through, for example, computer viruses or denial of service attacks. So pretty simply, it is nation states attacking the critical national infrastructure and key networks in association with some kind of other conflict. Now, does it have to be a kinetic conflict? And when we say kinetic conflict, we're talking about guns flying, bombs falling, all that kind of stuff. Not necessarily. This use of cyber warfare goes way back to 2007, 2008 timeframe when the Russians used cyber tradecraft to attack both Estonia and Georgia. Now, in 2007, they weren't doing a kinetic war against Estonia, but they attacked the governmental systems, had to do with a bunch of patriotic Russian hackers who attacked Estonians' critical infrastructure, mostly government entities, because they removed a Soviet statue. Because Estonia used to be part of the Soviet Union, so that was what kind of caused that. Chances are that activity was nation-state sponsored and that they went to these hackers and said, please do this for us. But 2008, the Russians showed a much more distinctive methodology in committing cyber warfare when they attacked the government services and some communication stuff associated with the country of Georgia when they invaded South Ossetia in 2008. So this is kind of where it first started to show that nation states could use cyber technology and cyber exploitation to attack the geopolitical interests of their adversaries. Now, Russia would do this again in 2014 when they went to seize Crimea from Ukraine. And so they did the same thing where in this case, they actually attacked some electrical systems as well as some governmental systems. So it's already shown that nations will do these kind of things, but they've been limited in scope to this point, largely because there have not been a lot of kinetic wars and that what we typically think of a war like World War I, Vietnam War, World War II, things like that. Certainly you can say the Afghanistan war, but the U.S. really wasn't doing probably a lot of cyber warfare because there weren't a lot of resources to target for that. Same thing with Iraq. But if we were ever to go to war with one of our larger nation state adversaries, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, then chances are cyber warfare is going to be a very large aspect of that. And I would actually argue we're probably already in a state of cyber warfare. If you look at the hacking that's going on with the targeting of Colonial Pipeline by Russian ransomware groups, JBS Meats, there's been plenty of hack attempts that you could argue we are already in a cyber war. So what is the U.S. doing against our adversaries? Hard to say. You don't see a lot of reporting on that. If we're doing stuff, it may be more along the lines of cyber espionage, the threat we talked about a couple episodes back. But cyber warfare is basically going to be that, the targeting of those critical infrastructure assets in association with some kind of other conflict. Now, as a home user, is cyber warfare something you should worry about? Well, you should from a it'll impact you kind of thing. Do you need to worry about it from protecting your information against nation state hackers that are going to hack your home network and during a cyber warfare campaign? No. They are going to target larger corporations that are part of the banking institutions, our gas, oil, electrical institutions, our communications networks, things like that. They're not necessarily going to target home users. However, one thing to be concerned with, obviously, is a lot of these attacks will probably utilize botnets, which are compromised computers that the people who own the computers don't realize there's someone in their system who has access to that system. So there's still, botnets are still a huge problem. We'll talk about what a botnet is in a future episode. But from a cyber warfare perspective, you as a home user shouldn't worry about necessarily your computers having to be part of some larger cyber war campaign. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't take efforts to secure those systems, but you certainly should. But it's going to be, like I said, mostly corporate networks that are going to be the major victims. So that is cyber warfare. That's, again, like I said, this is going to be a real quick look at cyber warfare because it's probably not something you're going to interact with mostly. It's going to be largely the realm of the Department of Defense and some other United States intelligence community agencies that will be involved in any kind of cyber warfare should we go to a kinetic attacking situation with another country. But that kind of gives you a quick overview of what cyber warfare. So there's our six cyber threats: cyber hacktivism, cyber crime, cyber insider, cyber espionage, cyber terrorism, and closing up today with cyber warfare. As always, if you have any questions about the podcast or anything you'd like me specifically to talk about in future podcasts, feel free to email me, Darren@cybersmart.com. I'll be happy to respond back to you and let you know how we're going with that. Until then, know that knowledge is protection. And by listening to this podcast and the other episodes within the podcast, you are getting a little cyber smarter, which is getting you a whole lot cyber safer. Thanks so much for listening.